Today's daf is Kedushin Daf Nun Vav, and obviously again today's shir is B'schus Refuah Shleima for all those who have been injured, Lili Nishmas, all those who have been killed, and B'schus all of these soldiers who are now fighting right, to make sure everybody stays safe. So Mitzashem, our learning should be B'schus for Am Yisrael. So we're here at Nun Hayam Beis at the bottom, Tana Rabbanan. I know we had yesterday we talked about what a suffix, you find this animal and outside of Yishalayim. The day before that, right, we talked about Hekdesh and Meister Sheni. So now we're going to go back a little bit to Meister Sheni, and then we'll get to a new Mishnah pretty, not right away, as you can tell on Amud Aleph, but on Amud Beis, we'll get to a new Mishnah and a bit of a different topic. Stunner Bama Land and Abraisa, Ain Lokum Behemoth Mouse Meister Sheni. Right, you're not allowed to buy an animal with the money of Meister Sheni. Now, what in the world is this talking about? As you may be familiar, Meister Sheni, right, is 10% of the produce that you have to take and eat in Yerushalayim. Now, you have two options. You can either take the produce to Yerushalayim, or you can redeem it right out of Yerushalayim and then take the money to Yerushalayim and buy food there. If the journey is too much, your food's not going to make it, etc., you can take the money and then buy stuff and eat it in Yerushalayim. Now, what's this case where you buy an animal with money of Meister Sheni? So if you look at Rashi, Chutz, the Yerushalayim. You take this money, you don't spend it in Yerushalayim, you take it and you spend it outside Yerushalayim. And you take an animal, now you're going to walk this animal theoretically right to Yerushalayim. Right? So Rashi says that there's two problems. One of them, it's you're supposed to take money to Yerushalayim. And also, now if you buy this animal, right, now the animal is going to walk, the 6 miles, whatever it is, to Yerushalayim, right? You may lose. The animal may get weaker, may get less valuable, become not as good. So now you're whittling away the value, right, of the Meister Sheni. So you use the money and you bought it, right, outside of Yerushalayim, which is inappropriate. So the Gemara says, "Vim lokach b'shogeg," right, if you bought it, meaning you're not supposed to, but if you bought it, if you did a b'shogeg, if you look at Rashi, shelo yada the shehein maos Meister Sheni, if you didn't know that the money you were using to buy this animal was money of Meister Sheni, yachzur adam l'mkoman. Right, we return the money, right? Back in the Gemara, right? Yachzur adamim l'mkoman, right? Then the money goes back, meaning we invalidate the sale, as Rashi says, right? We force the seller to return the money to mekachtos. It's an inappropriate sale, right? And the money goes back. But mezid, right, if you did it on purpose, though, if you took Meister Sheni, bought the animal on purpose, so then tala v'teachol b'makom, right? Okay, but so what are we supposed to do? Right, at that point, right, you take the money, right, and you take it to Yerushalayim, take the animal, rather, and you take it to Yerushalayim. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi says, "Med var memorim." What is that? That's b'miskaven v'lokach tchila l'shem shlamim. That's only if the guy, yeah, he bought his animal outside Yerushalayim, but he was going to bring it as a shlamim, right? And usually, the most common practice was to take the money and buy an animal and bring a shlamim and then eat, right? The shlamim is mostly eaten by the bailim, so basically people would take Meister Sheni money, buy an animal, bring it as a korban. So if Rabbi Yehuda says that was your goal, right, and you just happened to have bought the animal, you got a good deal, you bought the animal outside your shalayim, so then fine, any chanami, if you did it on purpose, then you take it and you eat it right in your shalayim. But if your intention was just to be mischalal, to get rid of the kedusha of the money of the Meister Sheni, so then ben bishogi ben b'mezi yachzur adam l'mkom, and then regardless, right, we're going to revert the sale, right, and make sure to give the money back, and it's a mekachtos. Now, what it means, right, again, just to clarify, as Rashi explains over here, a person who's going to use this Meister Sheni money, right, he's not, right, obviously, if he did a b'shogeg, right, just to clarify, right, if he did a b'shogeg b'mezid, right, obviously, he didn't intend, right, the intention there is not to make them mischalo. Right, so meaning what he means is, what he meant, right, he didn't mean, meaning that with the intention of what Rabbi Yehuda is trying to say is that if he intended to buy the animal stam, right, without giving it as a korban, right, and which is basically the same, right, as doing it b'mezid if he knew it was Meister Sheni. Right, he wasn't gonna bring it as a korban. He was gonna use it just stam for like a barbecue, or whatever. So then mimanoshach, right? Mimanoshach, the sale is gonna be no good, right? We're gonna be mivato. It's gonna be a mekachtos, and the money's gonna go back. If he did a b'shogeg, so it's mekachtos because he didn't realize what he was doing. If he did it on purpose, so then, as we're gonna talk about in a second, right? There's a knas on the seller for giving the guy the money for giving guide the animal rather for the Maaser Sheni. Meaning, simi marashach kon Rabbi Yehuda, that if you intended to not bring it as a korban, right, either it's a mekach tos, either the sale goes back because you did b'shogeg and you didn't realize what you were doing. Or if he did it on purpose, so then we're gonna punish the seller, and we'll talk about why we're punishing the seller by making the whole sale null and void, right, and reverting the money. Okay. So the Gemara says, one second, Vanan Tanan, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Mezid Kidesh. But if you remember back in our Mishnah, right, was it Nun Beis, Nun Gimel, probably Nun Beis, right? Flipping back. Yeah, okay, Nun Beis. Yeah, that if you use Maaser Sheni, right, Bemezid, right, that was Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir, right? Rabbi Yehuda says, if you use Maaser Sheni, Bemezid, Kiddush, then the Kiddushin works. Right? That seems to imply that we don't, right, revert the sale. Right here, Rabbi Meir is saying is that if you did it on purpose, right, that the sale is null and void. So Rabbi Elazar, Isha Yudash in Maus Maaser Sheni is Chalal Min Ayada. Right? Ve'olav Achlos of Yishalayim. Right? Rabbi Elazar says, yeah, because in the case of a woman, if she's being Mekadosh Maaser Sheni money, she knows, right, that she's able to go to Yishalayim, right, and use it to buy food and eat it in Yishalayim. So why would you cancel? Again, it's a pain for her to get there, but okay, in Echonami, she still owns the money, she still acquired something, and she still got something for the Kiddushin, and she has to take it now and eat it in Shalayim, fine. But there's no reason for that reason, right, to get rid of this sale. Maskele Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rabbi Yirmiyah, Avadim Berkarkos, Tadim Yodesh, In Mos, Maaser Sheni Mischal Lehem. Well, I guess a little bit too fast there. Right, but what about, right, if a guy uses Maaser Sheni money, right, to buy things that are not food, like Bema Tmea, like a horse or a slave or land, right? And the guy knows, right, everybody knows, right, you can't, that's not what the purpose of Maaser Sheni money is for, right? To not, but the Mishnah says, Ain lochem tmea Bema Tmea Vikarkos, Bemos Maaser Sheni Afil Bishalayim, right? You're not allowed to do this, right, obviously, right? Vimlokach Yochal Gerengdon. But if you do buy one of these things that's not food, you should just yochal genegdan. You should set aside the same amount of money and just, you know, spend it. You can transfer the kedusha of the money onto that money, then kind of do it again, right? Buy actual food with that money. Why don't we say that again? We don't assume that the guy will will necessarily, right, take it to Yishalayim, right? Why is that different than the case of a woman, right? Again, we're not telling this guy necessarily that he's going to go spend that kaddish money in Yishalayim, right? Why by the kiddushin do we assume that the woman's going to go do that? And here, by the, where he just bought one of these random items, we don't necessarily say that. It's like it says, Elahacha beisha chaver askinan de yada. It must be a case here, but yeah, in a chenami that the woman, right, is from, right, she's a isha chavera, right, she knows what she's talking about. And therefore, in Chanami, that when she gets Maaser Sheni money for Kiddushin, right, she's going to know what to do with it. Amar Mar. Okay, so now just to go back to the Mishnah we just said, Emlokach Yochal Genegdan, right, if he buys, right, these random things, like a treif animal or slaves or karka, right, so then he has to set aside the same amount of money, right, and buy actual food for the Maaser Sheni. The Gemara says, Ve'amai, Yachsu Dam Koman Ki Hasam. Why don't we avoid the sale? Right, why don't we say it's a mekach tos, right, like we said before, right, at the top of the daf, right, at the beginning, when we started today. Why don't we just say that the sale is null and void? So Shmuel says, Kishabarach, Enechinami, the seller's gone, he fled. Rashi says, Hamokhet, Shadamim, Biodo, the guy's got the money and he ran away. So Enechinami says, we don't have that option to kind of cancel the sale because the money's gone. So Gemara says, okay, but time with the Shabarach, Halo Barach, Katsin, and the Mocher. So the Gemara just asks, okay, so if the guy's around, then we're penalizing the seller because this guy willingly used Maaser Sheni money to buy this horse or whatever. Next day, lokech. Right, why don't we penalize the guy? Why don't we give a knas to the guy who spent the Maaser Sheni funds? Right, who spent the Maaser Sheni money? So the Gemara says, Ela, lav achbara ganav, ela chura ganav. So the Gemara says, no, it's a very interesting phrase, that lav achbara ganav, but the mouse is not the thief, but the whole chura, the whole, is the thief. Right, if it wasn't for a hole that the mouse hides his theft in, Shem lo yegona. If you wouldn't have stolen it. Meaning that the only reason you can get away with your, if you can get away with your theft, right, so then you'll do it. But if you can't, then you won't. Meaning what's over here, the guy's only going to take this Maaser Sheni money and buy like a horse, right, if someone else will sell it to him. So the Gemara says, the obvious question, V'lo achbara chula maik avid. Well, what do you mean? If there's no mouse, what is the hole doing? The hole doing nothing. So if the seller, right, if the buyer's not willing to use Maaser Sheni money, if there's no buyer, what's the seller doing wrong? So the Gemara says, I mean, he's just hanging out. So the Gemara says, Mistavra kolei chadiki surah hasam kansinan. He says, the Gemara says a different reason. It makes a lot of sense right? That wherever you have the inappropriate thing, meaning wherever you have the Dover Isser, right? You have the most Meister Sheni. With the Meister Sheni money, right, it was not used to buy food, right? And it was and it's sitting there. It was used. That item was used inappropriately. So we're gonna give a knas. We're gonna get a punishment and a penalty to the person who has that item, right, in their possession. So then, since that guy has the money, right, we make him give it back and kind of restart the whole process. Okay, new Mishnah. And the Kaddish Ba'or Lo B'Klei Kerem B'Shor Niskal, all of these things, the Mishnah is going to say, all of these things are Asur Ba'ana, and obviously if you use them to be Mekaddish a woman, they are no good. That does not work because you cannot use things for any benefit whatsoever if they're Asur Ba'ana. So the Mishnah lists off just a bunch of things. We'll explain what they are. Orla, right, the first 3 years of a tree's existence, the fruit is Asur. Klei Kerem, if Kelayim with a vineyard, let's say you plant wheat and grapes together. Shor Niskal is a shore that's going to be stoned. For various, usually for killing something, killing a person, right, for the fourth time, goring for the fourth time, if he's a muad. Egla Rufa is a case where you find a dead body in the middle of two, or unfortunately very, in Yana Dioma, unfortunately, lo aleinu, that you find a dead body in the middle of two cities, you don't know who killed him, right? So again, the halacha is that the Beis Din would take an Egla Rufa out to the Nachal, out to the river, and they would break its neck. And they would say, "Adinu of Chus Adam Azeh," and say, "Our blood, right? They didn't kill this guy, right?" There's a whole divorce, exactly. A whole discussion as to why exactly that is. Okay, fine. Tzipori Metzora Ubisear Nazir. Tzipori Metzora are two part of the korban that the Metzora brings. Right, those birds are not mutar behana. Sear Nazir, the hair of a Nazir. Peter Chamor, the firstborn of a donkey, right, which is has to be redeemed, but you're not allowed to use it. Just kidding. I mean, you can redeem it, but if you doesn't want to, so then you have to get rid of it. It's Asur Ba'ana. Basar B'chalav, which is Asur Ba'ana. Chulin Shenishkotu, right, meat and milk. Chulin Shenishkotu Ba'azara, and if you have a regular animal that was shechted in the Beis HaMikdash, right, so that is also Asur Ba'ana. So all of those things, Eina Mikudeshes. Machran V'kidesh B'demeyan Mikudeshes. But if you sold any of those things, even though it was Asur, right, if you got money for it, the money does not retain the same status of this or hana of the item, and therefore if you gave the woman that money, right, then it would work. It would be mekudeshes. We're not going to talk about that today. So we're just going to get to a couple of the examples. So the question is, Ba'orla minalan, how do you know that Orla, right, is Asur Behana, right? Again, how do you know? The Tanya is one of the Brisa, right? And therefore, it is Asur to be used. You can't use it for Kedushin. Plus, it says, Arelim lo yeachel, right? Arelim lo yeachel. Ainli el Isra achila. So that teaches me that it's an Isra to eat it. Hana minayin, how do you know it's Asur Behana? Shelo yeh nemi menu, v'lo yitzba bo, v'lo yadlik bo, asaner. How do you know you shouldn't benefit from it? You shouldn't, I guess, that's paint with it? Yitzba? Okay. You shouldn't light a candle with it? Okay. Yitzba, right? Color means color something, right? Probably means, right, color clothing, right? Not like, you know, paint the wall. Okay, either way, how do you know you shouldn't use it in any which way? Tom Lomer Baral Tem Arlo So, right, the Rabo Esculum, right, says it again, right, to make sure, right, that you should, it's completely, completely, entirely usher. Okay, Kalea Kerem, I mean, all, and how do you know that's true? Amachiskia, Amakra, Pentikdash, Pentikdash, right, because lest it becomes Kadosh, meaning don't plant them together, lest it become Kadosh. What is that? So the Gemara Darshan's Pen Tukad Ish. Because you may have to burn it, i.e., it would be Hanas or Vahana. Ravashi, Omar, Ravashi says, no, Penya, Kadosh. Maybe it will be like Hektish. Maybe it will become Kadosh. So the Gemara says, well, if you're treating Kilei Kerem like Hektish, as if it's Kadosh, so Kadosh or Kodesh, Tovis is Dama, Vyosi Lechulin, Av Kilei Kerem, Tovis is Dama, Vyosi Lechulin. Well, just like Hektish, you can kind of. The money can take the kedusha from the hektish, and then the item itself goes to chulin, and you can use it. So too, that should be applied by kilei kerem, when we know that's not true. So Ela Gemara says mechavrata kedechiskia. No, so the makar, it makes more sense to say lechiskia that it's pen tikdash pen tukad ish. Okay, shor niskal, and this will take us to the end of today. Minayin, how do you know that it is asur ba'ana? The Tanya is the Brisa says, Mimashma Shinemar, from the fact that the Pasuk says, Sakol Yisakel Hashor, that you have to stone the shore, if it kills, if it's a muad and it kills, any yodesh and nevelahi. Right? Obviously, I know that it's dead. Right? Nevela asur ba'achila, and you're not allowed to eat it. So matam lomer lo yechel b'saro. So therefore, why does the pasuk have to say you can't eat its meat? So gemagi l'chashe im shechta l'chashe nigmar dino. That teaches me that if you shecht it after the psak din, meaning Beis Din decides to stone this shore, but they didn't get to do it yet, and you kind of run in there, you shecht it, still asur ba'achila. Therefore, it's still aser ba'achila, even though you shechted it before they had a chance to stone it. Right? Again, obviously, if you stone an animal, you can't eat it. Right? It needs to be shechted. Bana aminayin. How do you know? It's aser ba'ana. Tamlam. The pasuk says, "Bala shor naki." Right? That the owner of the shore, right, is clean. So the Gemara says, "My mashma." So what do you see from there? Shema ben zoma omer ke adam shomer lechaver yotza ploni naki min echasov. Right, again, a very similar phrase to English, in the sense that he said, just like a person says to his friend that this guy is cleaned out of all of his possessions, right? If someone, Rahman al-Slan lo alayn, or someone comes to the house, steals everything, so you'd say this guy was cleaned out. So just like you say this guy was cleaned out from his possessions, he doesn't have any hana from anything, right? It's a bala shornaki, right? Again, that it's asr behana, it's right, the same phraseology over there. So Gemara says, "May the haylo yechels b'saro, lahechot ashachid lachar shenigma dinohu, da'asa." I mean, Gemara says, well, one second, you tell me that the pasuk of lo yechels b'saro, right, as we just said, part of our answer was, that teaches me that if you shecht it before the Beis Din gets around to stoning this animal, right, that is us. Dilma, maybe it's going to teach me, maybe it's actually that if you shecht it after the Beis Din paskins that it should be stoned, but you don't get a chance to, if you jump in and shecht it, maybe it should be mutter. Right, and v'halu yechel. So therefore, what is that pasuk teaching me? Hechad the sukle misko huda asa. Meaning that's only if it was stoned. Meaning that you're not allowed to teach me that only if it was stoned is there an iser hana or iser achila. Or Israel Hana, really, because we know it's Asr Be'achila because he stoned it. Right? So the Gemara says, "Could Rabbi Avot like Rabbi Avot? I'm Rabbi Lazar. I'm Rabbi Avot. I'm Rabbi Lazar. Call Makom Shinam Arlo Yechel Lo Seichel Lo Sochlu. Anytime it says, don't eat. Echad Israel Hana Vechad Israel Hana. I'm sorry, I said that wrong. Echad Israel Achila Echad Israel Hana. That means that it's also Asr Be'hana. Okay, sorry, Rabosa, my recorder died, so we're gonna pick up. I think where we left off over here. Again, we had just said that we suggested that maybe lo yechal should teach me as asur b'hana and asur b'achila in a case, a scenario where you shechted it. After the Gemara Din, right, and before they were able to stone it, that it should be mutter. And lo yechal should teach me that only after it's stoned, right, is asur b'hana. Like Rabbi Avo said, that lo yechal teaches me that it's asur b'hana and asur b'achila, so we just explained that honey mili heichot the nafkalon Israchila milo yechel. That's only when you have the Israchila coming from the pasuk of lo yechel. But here, hacha Israchila misakol yisakel nafka. That the Israchila, right, is from sakol yisakel. And therefore, that whole thing, song and dance doesn't work. Right? Because if you would have thought that it's coming to teach you for an Isser Hana, right? Nichtov kra lo yene. Right? The Torah should have said you shouldn't benefit from it. Inami or lo yechel es bisaro. Lo yechel es b'saro lamali, right? So that, why does it mention the meat? Right? I forgot the shechte kein basar aser. So it comes to tell me that even though it was shechted, right, in between, meaning the psak din, right, and getting the chance to get stoned, still it's basar aser, right? It still is aser, right, to eat, and aser, obviously aser to use, but aser to eat. Right, maskiv la marzutra. So marzutra asked the following kasha: Ve'ema honey mili hechad the badak tsur v'shachar ba the michze kiskila. Right, maybe what that pasuk means, right, is that if you took a rock or you took a stone, right, badak tsur means you checked it out, you inspected it, you looked to see, right, that the stone is sharp enough to do a proper shchita. Right, so maybe in that scenario, because it looks like you're stoning it, right, where you're not stoning it per se, but you're shechting it with a stone, right. So maybe that's going to be. That's going to be asr. I was shechted b'sakin lo. Maybe if you got to shecht it right with a knife, right, then it would be mutter. As the Gemara says, no, midi sakin daraisik siv. The Torah never says anything about using a knife for shechita. Right, that doesn't say anything. Vodin also tani ulundin tani ulundin abraisa b'chol shochten. You can shecht with anything. Bein b'tzur bein mischuses b'schuches bein b'krom b'shalkane. You could use glass. You could use a stone. You could use some sort of sharp reed. right? If that's sharp enough, right? So that can't be what it's coming to teach me. Okay, so the Gemara asks again. V'hashta denafka lan Yisra achila v'isra na, right? So tarvah mi'lo yachel. Right, so once you tell me that you learn that it's asur, asur niska, it's asur to eat and asur to use, right? So what do you do? Hi, baal asur naki lemayasa. But what do you use for the pasuk of baal asur naki? Again, we said before, right, that we said that again, that it's going to be asur bahana because baal asur naki, right, from the lashon of clean me out, right? It's clean from hana. But you don't eat it, right? Because you can learn that again, lo yachel, you shouldn't eat it. It implies that there's an isur. Isser, what's it called? And Isser Hana. I said, what do you need the pasuk of Baal Asher Naki? So Gemara says, Lahanas Oro. That teaches me that the skin is also the leather, the hide, right, is also Asser. Sakadai the Chaminik, you might have thought to say, Lo Yachel is Bisaro Ksiv, Bisaro Asser V'Oro Mutar. But you might have thought that since the pasuk says specifically that the flesh, that the meat is Asser, maybe that implies that the skin is motor, so that the hide is motor. Okay, so therefore it comes to tell me that it is in fact usher. Bala Sharnaki tells me that even the hide, right, is usher as well. Well, l'harach tonight demafkile hay bala Sharnaki the chadzikover v'dmei vlados. So hanaz oru minale. And according to the Tanaim, now this is a discussion in Bava Kama, Rashi already quotes it, Bava Kama, Daf Mem Aleph, base, right, that teaches me that this pasuk of Baal Asher Naki, that the owner of the shore is, quote-unquote, clean, right, means that he doesn't have to pay, right, the following two things. First of all, he doesn't have to pay chazi kofer, half a kofer, and he also has to pay the value of a fetus. What is that? So there are two other scenarios where the owner of the shore, or someone, not the owner of a shore, but the owner of a shore in general, right, if it's a shore muad, right, and he kills somebody, so you have to pay kofer. You might have thought, right, that a short tam that kills someone has to pay half kofar. So these Tanaim learned that he doesn't. That the whole idea, the whole Indian of kofar, which is like a redemption payment, right, it's only if the shore is a shore muad. But if it's a short tam, which hasn't gored for three times, right, there is no such thing as kofar. You don't have to pay, right, any type of payment. Dmei velados, right, is from a different context. The halacha is that if an ox gores a pregnant woman and she loses the baby, right, the owner does not have to pay money for the fetus. Why? I mean, why would you think it does? He does, because there's a pasuk in the Torah that says if someone gets into a fight with someone else, right, and hits, right, a pregnant woman and loses the fetus, so he does have to pay, right, the value of the fetus. So how do you know that doesn't apply to a shor that's Rechman al-Tzlan gores a pregnant woman? So that this pasuk of Baal Asher Naki. So if you're using that pasuk to teach me that, so then Hanas Shor Minale. So how do you know, according to that Tana, right, how do you know that that you're not allowed to get benefit from the leather, from the hide of the animal? So Gemara says, May es bisaro, right? Es hatafa le bisaro. Right? So you learn from the S. The S is the one. Instead of saying lo yachel b'saro, it says lo yachel es b'saro. Don't eat its, you know, kind of flesh and meat or whatever, including the S, includes, right, the skin, the hide. V'idach, okay. And the other one, right, who doesn't learn that, so meaning that who says the Baal Nashor Naki teaches me that the hide, what does he do with that drasha of S? So he says, S lo dar. She doesn't hold, right, of S. Right, that's not something that you darshan out. Kidatanya, like we learned in Abraisa, there's machokas, right, whether you can darshan out the S's in the Torah. So Shimon Ha'am Sunni, Va'amri La Nechemi Ha'am Sunni, right, either, right, Ha'am Sunni, one of the Ha'am Sunnis, but either Shimon, right, or Nechemia. So he, Ha'idarsh is called Esim Shabbat Torah. He would darshan out, right, all the S's, right, in the Torah, but kevin shegiven shehigia as Hashem alokecha tira. Right, once you got to es Hashem alokecha, you should fear. So pirish, he stopped darshaning. Right, if you look at Rashi, sheirish lerabos shum dover lashvosu lemore makom, because he didn't want to compare anything to a kosh baruch hu. Again, I'm sorry that I'm going to nizayin a bit. This whole discussion really just goes into the two dots, so it's good. So he stopped darshaning the s's. Amar lo tamidov, so his tamidim said to him, Rebbe, call es shabat darashta matehalem. Okay, if you're gonna Darsh in this one, what are we going to do with all the other drushes that you came up with? So Malam, he said to them, just like I get schar for darshing it out, but now when I don't darsh it, when I refrain from darshing it out, right, so then Right, now that I'm stopping and not darshaning it out anymore, I also get schar for that, because that's the amita shel Torah. Right? It's not just enough to say a chiddush, right? You have to look for the MS. If you, I see for the MS, I can't darshan anything out. I can't compare anything to a Kosh Baruch Hu. So okay, so then I realized that it was flawed, right? And you get schar for that as well, for that emistic approach as well. So Gemara says, Ad shebo Rabbi Kiva, right? Until he got to Rabbi Kiva, v'limeid, and he taught us that es Hashem al kachatira. What is that? The rabbis talmid chachamim, right? To include talmid chachamim. The Kosh Baruch Hu wants us to honor being mechabed the talmid chachamim, just like we would honor Kosh Baruch Hu himself. Okay, we're gonna wish you a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this. We'll wish everybody besaros tovos, and may Am Yisrael see Yeshuos, niflos, v'nechamos.